Ralph Schneider completed 3 terms as president of Good Shepherd. The first, 1966 to 67, the second term, 1974 to 79, when he worked for Archway Cookies as district manager, which made him a very popular guy, especially over those molasses cookies at church, and then again in 1986 and 87. By this time, he and his wife, Myrna, co-owned a Hallmark store in Collinsville. Their 2 adult children are both active at Good Shepherd. In fact, their daughter, Gail, is married to Bob Mayhew, the Good Shepherd Lutheran School principal, whose insights are heard elsewhere in this oral history called The Good Shepherd Story. It must have been a good fit, because you first served in 1966, then again in 74, and once more in 1986, just about every 10 years, kind of a tradition. Ralph, what other positions did you hold before becoming president of Good Shepherd?
At Good Shepherd, I was financial secretary in some years there. I was on the board of education. I was on the board of elders. I was director of finance for many years. And I think that might be it.
Boy, that's a lot of preparation for that role. It's not something you just jump into. No wonder you did it so well. Describe the church during your years of service, especially at the beginning.
66, 67 was just kind of smooth years. We had only been in the original sanctuary for a couple of years, and things just were moving along real smooth. There was no big problems in any way, shape, or form.
Well, that's good to hear. And then as you progressed, did the challenges become more formidable?
Oh, yes. In the stretch from 74 on at, well, in that, we have put on the first small addition to the original sanctuary, which was really harder than any of our other additions. It just seemed difficult to get that soul through the congregation. And then in the latter part of that, why Pastor Coleman became president of a district, and Pastor Coleman wanted to be both part-time at Good Shepherd and also part-time district president. And well, I, along with Kenny Engeling, was appointed to a committee at Southern Illinois District, and we studied the situation, and we came to a unanimous conclusion that that just would not work, that the district was too big a job, and Good Shepherd could also be too big of a job to be part-time. So Pastor Coleman became the president of Southern Illinois District, and we started calling for a new pastor. I believe we had 2 calls rejected, and then we called Pastor Castens from Hawaii. And Pastor Castens accepted it, and it was just a fantastic match of Pastor Castens at Good Shepherd. And then, well, let's see, in the next time that I was president, 86, 87, we purchased Chapel Court in there and started up early childhood with daycare and preschool over there. Then we, at the same time, were working on a 3 classroom and gym addition. And that took place in 1987. And things just kept moving along at Good Shepherd. But in that 86 and 87, yes, that is when Pastor Castens accepted the call to Colorado, and Bill Cochran accepted the call to the Eastern District. And we had quite a few challenges there getting that all squared away. And eventually we wind up calling Pastor Walther, who was our associate, to become the head pastor.
Well, that's a big chunk of history, important history. How did you observe the Lord moving among the staff and the congregation as all of this progressed?
It just seemed like he kept guiding us in the correct direction at all times.
You could feel it.
Yes, you could definitely feel it.
Yeah, shut doors would open, and there no. It wasn't without its challenges, as you said. My
no,
goodness.
There was a lot of challenges, and it did have the doors shut, and it was, well, it was really a sad time when both Pastor Casson and Pastor Walther left within just a couple months of each other.
Yeah.
And it was a challenging time, but like we have said, the good Lord just guided us through it with no problems.
It was really proof to us, wasn't it, that it is the Lord's work. People show up and obey and follow Christ in it, but it's the Lord's work, and these great people move on and done great things elsewhere, and we hear from them in other parts of this interview.
Yes, it was challenging, but really rewarding. We had many rewards that the good Lord granted us at that time.
What was the biggest accomplishment during your terms of office, I should say? Something that really stands out for you as wow?
That's kind of hard to say because there was a number of things of starting the daycare over at Chapel Court. It was really rewarding. And the Good Shepherd School just really kept moving forward, and the congregation kept growing, and it's quite a time.
Your background before becoming the president three different times was in finance, education. You were on the board of elders. You became director of finance. Did you sense why God had you in that role as president at that time in the church's history, even in your own history?
Gee, that'd be hard to really answer. I just felt it was something that the good Lord wanted me to do.
Well, he pulled you back three times into into this role of president. So I'm just wondering if you just felt like it was a good matchup and you were the man for the moment.
Well, I think that's the way the congregation felt, and I was up to the challenge and was there to do the job.
Well, I thank you so much on behalf of the congregation and all who have been touched by the Lord through Good Shepherd for your many roles there.
Thank you much.